Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing great today and that you're having a good week. I want to talk a little bit today about anxiety, and it's no surprise to those of you that listen to these voicemails. It's no surprise that I would be talking about this again because it is a somewhat of a common theme for me. But and the main reason that I talk about it so much is, number one, I deal with it. It's something that I constantly have to work through. Anxiety or can lead to mild depression or whatever it is. But I also hear a lot of feedback from you. And by the way, I love getting your emails. Just how, you know, the message that I left spoke to you that day, and it's a real encouragement to me when I get those emails. So if never hold back. If you feel like you want to send me one, please do, because it does bless me. So the reason that I'm going to talk about it today is because yesterday I started attending a series. It's an early morning thing that I attend, 6 a.m., and this series is on anxiety. And it's really bent towards leaders is who this was bent towards, the series. And what's interesting is that the feedback that this group got from leaders is that it's anxiety is such a big deal, and that's why they're doing this series. It's a big deal for leaders, but it's also a big deal for organization and all employees. And, you know, for me, everything I can learn about anxiety is important, and it's important because I remember when I was younger, going to see my grandmother in the nursing home, and she, at first she was doing well. I mean, she was in the nursing home because she needed some care, but over the years, you could start to see her mind slip, and she started to have pretty big mental health challenges, where it would go from anxiety and depression to, at the end of her life, she actually would just sit in a wheelchair and really didn't have much emotion at all. She was just kind of would sit in the wheelchair. And I remember seeing her that way. And then you fast forward to 4 years ago, and so I was actually working at Envision, and my father had mental health, and he took his own life. And I was here at work when my wife reached out to me and said, "Call me, it's an emergency." And I called her, and that day was one of the worst days that I've been through. So, you know, from his mom to my father, there's been mental health issues. And then from my father to me, I've dealt with anxiety. And so learning about these things are really important for me. And the reason it's important isn't necessarily only for me, but I also want to do it for my children. Because the things that I can learn about this, if I can figure out and work to resolve this for my own life, then it's going to help pass that down to my children so that they may not have to deal with the same thing that my grandmother or my father or I have had to deal with. So it's really important for me. And so yesterday in the series, there was something that really stuck out as the person was talking about reasons why anxiety is elevated in this day and age. And one of those is just social media and all the news and how fast things get processed in our minds. You know, he mentioned that years ago, you may not hear of something for a long time because it took time for it to print in newspapers and newspapers to get dispersed. But today, we almost know instantaneously when an event occurs, and it's multiple events. So as we, you know, read the news, as we look at social media, as I open up my phone and look at Apple News, all of that negative stuff starts to fill my mind and starts to make me anxious. And so this person, he had been talking to a group of people, and he asked them to raise their hand. He said, "How many of you believe the things that you read in social media and on the news?" And very few people raise their hand. He goes, "Okay, great. Well, how many of you believe the things that you read? Maybe it's in, you know, a motivation book, or maybe it's in, you know, whatever you read for faith, or whatever, you know, or inspiration story." And most people raise their hand. And he said, "So if that's true, then why do you spend so much time reading and learning about things that you don't even believe. And that kind of hit me because it is true for me. I can sometimes spend more time looking at the negative, reading the negative, looking at the news, reading the stories that are awful, and it will begin to make me anxious versus spending the time reading something on faith or maybe something on motivation or inspiration or a book on leadership, things that can fill my spirit and my soul. So I hope that is an encouragement to you today. Find the things that build positivity in your life, the things that help motivate you, the things that bring you joy and happiness, inspiration, build your faith. Spend your time on those things and reduce the amount of time you spend in social media, in news, in other things that tear you down. Hope it's an encouragement. Talk to y'all soon. Live a life of love.